Senator-elect Cindy O'Loughlin has joined us, and we're closing in on the end of November, which means the beginning of the new legislative session is quickly approaching. And let me ask you, first of all, what has this time been like for you from the election until right now?
Well, I've heard some people speak of it as drinking out of a fire hose, and it is a little bit that way. You think that you know a lot of people and are familiar with a lot of issues, but when you actually get elected, it just sort of magnifies the whole situation. So it's very busy, and, you know, I'm working hard to get up to speed and be able to serve the people of Northeast Missouri.
I'm guessing you've had a chance to talk to some of the folks who've been in the chamber for several years. What kind of advice have they given you?
Think before you speak, which is good advice. And, you know, each of them that I have spoken with has given me sort of their perspective of how it was when they were elected. And I think overall their advice would be sure that you really get your arms around a situation before you try to find a fix for what you see might be an issue in your area. Be sure you talk to the people involved and, you know, just make a sensible decision.
Now, you come to the legislature with a business background. Do you see that as being a big plus for you?
Absolutely. I really think it's the answer to a lot of the issues that we do have. I think that as a business owner, I have a unique perspective, and that is government should produce like a business does. So I want to be sure that we are spending our money wisely, that we are achieving goals that we need to be setting, because after all, we're representing taxpayers, and it's not as if they can go into the marketplace and choose which government service they avail themselves of. They just have to use what's available. So I think it's up to legislators to be sure that we are investing tax money wisely.
Is it important for these departments, too, to make sure they're being as efficient as they can be with the money they're given?
Yes, and I think that we saw a little bit of how the taxpayers feel about that when they rejected the tax increase for roads and bridges. I think they don't have a confidence that money is spent wisely. I think they feel, in some cases, that people are not trying to do the best they can to be cost effective, like we ourselves have to do in the private sector. And I think once we build that confidence, you'll see a change in how the taxpayers feel about what they're receiving. But until we really get our arms around that and ensure that our agencies are actually producing something of value, you'll continue to see rejection of any kind of tax increase.
I know the Republicans caucused just a handful of days ago. What was that like for you?
Well, it was interesting. There's a lot of accomplished people who are senators. They come from a variety of backgrounds, and they each have a unique perspective about government and about things that they would like to accomplish. So it was a great learning experience, and I think I'll have, you know, some really good friends in the Senate.
Is it important, too, to find out who you can work with and who may be a little bit of a challenge for you, too?
Absolutely. I mean, to get anything through the legislature, it has to be more than one person. So you have to work to find common ground and common interests and band together to try to accomplish something. You can't do it by yourself.
So what are some of the key issues going to be for you when you hit the Missouri Senate for the first time in January?
Well, transportation is an issue. Finding new and innovative ways of funding the things that we need done to our roads and bridges. Education, which I have spoken of. We need to be sure that we have a trained workforce, one that can respond to the needs of the current businesses that we have, which have changed dramatically over the last several decades. So sort of matching up education and training with workforce development, and also looking at entitlement reform I believe that we need to incentivize people to work rather than incentivize them to stay home.
Now, you talked a little bit about workforce development. That's also been one of the priorities for Governor Mike Parson, and that seems to be really the focus, one of the big focuses for the legislature.
Well, as I have said before, if you drive around our area and really any area of the state, you'll find that nearly every business you see has a help wanted sign out, and we're simply short on a workforce, and there's a variety of reasons for that. At the caucus that we just held, we were told that 64% of the available workforce is working. So that means 36% of the available workforce is not working. And I tie that to a disincentive in entitlement.
And I'm guessing, too, when you talk about having a trained workforce and they're in your backyard, community colleges have to play a big role, don't they?
Absolutely. I think the community colleges have really a large part in the success of training our workforce. They have a much lower administrative cost. They're able to train people to be able to enter the workforce more quickly. A student can go through a community college and not have the kind of debt that they might have if they go to a four-year college. So they're really a big part of the success of our future workforce.
All right. I need to ask you, have you had a chance since the election to visit the Capitol and step on the Senate floor yet?
I have, just a few weeks ago.
So what was that like for you? What was that experience like?
Well, you know, I've been to the Senate when they were debating issues before, and it was entirely different this time to walk in, and of course the room is totally empty, so it does sort of kind of, it grows larger when there's not a lot of people in there, and it just seemed like just a visual reminder of the responsibility that you have to serve the people of your area.
How humbling was it to walk into that chamber and realize, hey, you're going to be representing a large portion of Northeast Missouri?
It's very humbling. It's humbling to have people tell you that they're going to vote for you, people who maybe are in the other party, but, you know, I'm thinking of an individual in particular who said, you know, I don't really want to vote for a Republican, but I'm going to vote for you because I think you'll do the right thing. And so you really do feel a tremendous burden to not let people down.
Okay, one final thought for you. Has anyone told you what it's like sitting through a filibuster in the Missouri Senate?
Yes. Yes, they have. And, you know, I don't look forward to that. But it's just part of the process, and I know that it's there for a reason, and so you just have to respect the process and make it through it.
All right, Senator-elect Cindy O'Loughlin, she's joined us today on Quicksland This Morning.